Listen, it's The Bert Show.
We got the grade A flashbacks this morning because we're looking back at 25 years of Bert Show. And in about 20, 25 minutes, we're going to do the skydiving one. Your skydiving one?
Yeah, I can't believe how long ago that was. But my cousin owns a skydiving business in Ohio, and his son, who is an active skydiver, had an accident and fell and hit the ground going pretty fast.
Oh, God.
The audio of that is going to blow you away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's painful to listen to.
So, of course, you're traumatized me from the Yorkie that got its head bit off yesterday to someone nearly dying from skydiving. Like, do you want me to go to therapy so bad that you're going to push me into it?
So, we are not the Good Vibes Morning Show.
No, but we are because it comes full circle. So, we were able to secure the 911 audio. Like, he called 911 himself after he hit the ground. And then, fast forward almost a year later after that happened, I went to Ohio and went skydiving with my family, and it was his first jump since his accident. So it came full circle, and it was a pretty cool moment, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm not an intellectual, but if I'm having a bad skydiving accident, I'm taking that as a sign from the universe that maybe I shouldn't go back.
I would never go back. Never.
Yeah.
I mean, that takes some kind of mentality, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have that kind of strength.
Yeah, and this skydiving company in Ohio, they're the ones, like, when you're at stadiums and you see those skydivers come in and they have, like, the colors, you know, shooting off the back of them or what, they do that, those kind of stunts. And they're like, they're professionals, and it's in his blood, and he loves it.
Damn. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to play the first time Justin Bieber ever did a radio interview was right here on The Bert Show. And I had an interesting thought about this morning. Maybe I'm thinking too much these days, because he comes in here with Usher. And I'll tell the story at 8:30 also. But I'm wondering now, like, looking back at his career, because he could have chosen to be mentored by Usher or another A-list celebrity, which I think we all know now is Justin Timberlake. But in looking back at it all, going back to that one moment in his life, considering everything that has happened, all the circles he was running in when he was younger, and I'm talking about the Diddy circles, and Usher introducing them to that crowd because of their influence. And if you're like a 15-year-old kid, you're like, oh my God, I had to hang out with Diddy and all these A-listers, right? But who knows what he saw at such an early age and what was exposed to at an early age and how it's affecting him now. I wonder if Justin ever thinks, like, I wonder what my life would look like if I went with Timberlake.
This is a Black Mirror episode waiting to happen where you can go back to a specific moment in your life where you had to make a decision, right?
Oh, wow.
You're forking the road. You went left or right.
Yeah.
And you go back and you choose the opposite of whatever you did, and you can, like, you can sit there in your mind and see the path it took you. Now, I know there is a movie out there where while the path may be different, you end up in the exact same place.
That's interesting.
It's a great movie. I watched it. It's with Lily Reinhardt.
Yes.
God, I forgot the name of it, but It's basically one version of her has a child and the other doesn't. And if you're a mother and you're a mother of a young kid and you're struggling, you have to go watch it, because I watched it and it gave me so much peace knowing that whatever path I choose, I am going to be where I'm meant to be. Mm-hmm. It's called Look Both Ways.
Okay, that's a good one. So let's try to do this here real quick. It's going to take some brain power this early in the morning, but what would that fork be for you guys in your life? For me, it would have been, I initially got into radio, into media to do sports. That was my love, man. I was going to be a national sportscaster no matter what. I mean, how great a job is that for a sports fan? You get to travel around the country, do research on sports, interview your favorite players. That's what I was going to do. And I was doing it. I was like 21 years old, and I snuck my way into the job, really. But I had a really good sample of what it would be like. And I realized at that time, as I'm interviewing all my favorite players and I'm getting into Super Bowls, I'm on the sideline of Super Bowls and in the locker rooms of the Chargers and the Padres, and I'm interviewing all the Hall of Famers back then. I just realized, like, these guys are a-holes. And the organizations, the Major League Baseball and the NFL, a-holes to work with. And I'm like, I don't want to do this my whole life. I want to be the a-hole. So I ended up, like, accidentally getting into morning radio. But I wonder what life would look like if I'm like, I can handle this. I'll just stick with sports. That would probably be the fork in the road.
For me, the ones that pop to my head, and it's only because out of curiosity of like what would have happened. And again, if given the opportunity, I wouldn't do this because I wouldn't want to see because comparisons to Thief of Joy, and I wouldn't want to see. But if we are in a Black Mirror episode and we were doing this, what would have happened if I never would have responded to my husband's email when he reached out wanting to take me on a date?
Oh, wow.
And we never went out on a date. What that path and who I would have ended up with. Like, I'm just wondering, like, if I never responded to the email he sent to kitten@wkqq.com, and if I didn't respond to it. And then the other one was, what if I never got into radio? Like when...
Sounds like a pretty good deal right now.
Yeah, huh? I know, right? But what would those 20 years have looked like? Like when I got offered the position to do promotions in Lexington for Clear Channel at the time, what if I wouldn't have accepted that? And like just... It's just crazy to think like the different paths and where you would have ended up and if you ultimately would have still ended up exactly where you are now.
Yeah. Cass.
I used to think about this a lot and I had to stop because it was making me so indecisive knowing that when I made a choice, all these other doors closed. I think one of the big ones was this job. I had a really cushy job before this. I literally was like a month away from moving into the most beautiful mahogany corner office with a view. And I had a very good trajectory at my last spot. And this job was a risk. I mean, I talked you into combining two part-time jobs into one full-time job. We had those conversations and I took that risk and I'm glad I did. And I wouldn't want to know the other way because I'm so happy with the decision I made. But there are so many. I was between two universities, one here, one in New Orleans. What would have happened if I chose the other one? And over again, I'm seeing little idiosyncrasies. Like my best friend from my school here, his backup school was also the school in New Orleans. So there was a chance we could have gone to school and met together there. And I think that's when I started realizing the universe is going to tweak things however it needs to make sure the right people are in your path at the right time. And you can make your decisions and lead the life you want, knowing like comfortably you're going to be where you need to be.
How about you? You're a little young for this talk, but let's go for it.
No, but I mean, I feel like I can still look back and I mean, when people say, how did you get into radio? Especially when you're a Gen Zer, they're like, literally, how did you get into radio? And I always say the same thing, by accident, because I was like 2 weeks away from changing my major because I was so miserable on the news track reading about people dying and kids drown, like all these horrible things. And then someone was like, oh, you should do this thing called GHQ that's just getting started at UF. And they thought, they told me it was going to be like BuzzFeed. I was like, sick, I want to write articles about BuzzFeed. And it's a radio station. And so I just kind of stuck it out and then, you know, kind of tripped and fell into other opportunities that led me to getting my first job in radio post-grad. But I mean, I still had other job opportunities at the end of UF. Like I could have been a news anchor in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I think about what would have happened if I'd gone there. I think I would have been miserable and I would have found a way to pivot. But like, what would I have pivoted to? But again, there's so many things I tripped and fell into just to get here.
What's the name of that movie again?
Look Both Ways.
Look Both Ways. Okay.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.